And welcome back, George Norrie, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We're going to take your calls. It's from criticalhealthnews.com. What has been the most rewarding aspect of this that you've been doing, Ben?
People thanking me for helping them understand how their body works in a simple way. We have this idea that the body is complicated. We got to go to medical school, and we're too stupid to understand how the complexities of how our biochemistry and our biology works. I want to be known for simplifying health, simplifying biology, and in fact, making it fun and interesting. And the most gratifying thing to me is when people thank me for helping them understand why their disease is the way it is, why their body shows up the way it is, and how health and healing can be so easy to leverage. The health and healing process can be so easy to leverage.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Joe at Long Island, New York, east of the Rockies. Hey, Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Ben. I really have two areas of questioning, supplements and then positive thinking. On the supplements, I'll just, if you have a comment on any of these, I got a formula with combining nanokinase with serrapectase. Another is monolaurin gummies I've got. Then burdock root is something I'm hearing about recently. And also, whether you think anybody should take EDTA at least once a week with vitamin C to get rid of heavy metals that they may not know they have. And then on the positive thinking, there's a verse in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 14:28. It says, talk to yourself and talk to God. And I know, like, self-talk is kind of not in vogue right now, and positive thinking, people say it doesn't really work. But I was reading a novel, and one of the characters is a woman. She's saying, I'm reassuring myself and thinking positive. And I thought that was interesting, associating the word reassurance with positive thinking. I was thinking, should you still use that on a spot basis, even though it might not always ring true when you use positive self-talk? At least use it a little bit.
There's so many things you just said, Joe. I don't even know where to begin. I hope I'm going to get everything. First of all, serrapeptase and nattokinase are enzymes, and they have wonderful healing properties. Enzymes in general, enzymes are used as medicine in Europe. Nattokinase in particular has a blood cleaning effect, very important for helping improve circulation. And then serrapeptase is another very interesting enzyme that helps clean out the blood. It's also, they use it for digestive issues, but it's actually medicine in Europe and medicine in Japan for the immune system and for inflammation. Incredibly powerful, they're not nutrients, but nutritional supplements, we'll say. Burdock root is another very interesting supplement. It's an herb, obviously. I'm not a big believer in, I don't use a lot of herbs in my practice because herbs have to be detoxified. Herbs are medicine. Nonetheless, burdock root has great benefits for the liver. It's antioxidant, it's anti-inflammatory. It itself supports detoxification. It's great for the skin, as well as the digestive system. Really, really neat, neat herb, burdock root. There's one other thing that you said as far as nutrition goes, but I don't remember what that was.
EDTA.
EDTA, that's right. EDTA is a great blood cleanser. It's part of the chelation protocol. In fact, chiropractors, naturopaths, and MDs sometimes will inject EDTA right into the blood. It chelates heavy metals and toxins, and it magnetically attracts them to help clean out the blood. In fact, I recommend chelation therapy for everybody, especially as they get older, because of its blood purifying effect. You can take EDTA orally, I believe, but most EDTA is done through injection, along with vitamin C, I think Joe mentioned. Vitamin C is also a chelating agent. Medical folks, really conservative or orthodox medical folks, don't really like chelation therapy, but there are alternative practitioners and some medical doctors who will actually use chelation therapy protocols in their practice. I'm a big fan of chelation therapy, EDTA, in particular as a chelating agent. And then also I love what Joe was talking about, positive thinking. He said positive thinking, but then he also said self-talk. And that is so important, George. You know, the reason we get depressed and the reason we get sad and the reason we have any emotional feelings or emotional sensations is because of this voice in our head. We all have a voice in our head. And if anybody out there is feeling depressed, just notice that there's a voice in your head that's telling you you're depressed, or there's a voice in your head that's making you depressed. And if you just can get control over that voice in the head, it's impossible to be depressed.
Who is that voice in the head?
Right. That's a great question, George. Who is talking and who's listening? It's actually a part of the brain that's called the default mode network. I don't know if you've ever heard of this, the DMN, the default mode network. And this is a part of our brain that talks to us all the time. And it tells us to turn left and to turn right, and it narrates our life. And for many of us, this narration was given to us at a very early age by our caregivers. And unfortunately, our parents, our caregivers, they weren't aware necessarily of what they were saying or how they were talking to us. And unfortunately, we take on that voice. And for many of us, that voice just goes on and on and on about how lousy life is, about how terrible our boss or our husband or our kids or the world or the government is, and we don't realize that our beliefs are really a function of this voice in our head. And if we could get control over that voice in our head, and everybody out there listening right now, make the voice say something good. Make the voice, just force yourself to make the voice say how wonderful life is, or how wonderful you are, how healthy you are, and you'll notice immediately you'll feel better. And if you want to really experiment, now make the voice say something terrible, and you'll notice you feel lousy. And our whole lives are run by this voice, and we don't even pay attention to it, and we don't even notice it. And this is one of the reasons why meditation is so important. And this is one of the reasons why people can't meditate, is because when you meditate, all of a sudden you notice that voice. And so meditation practice is understanding how much of our lives are the end result of paying attention to that voice. And this voice, by the way, is especially prominent when we're asleep, or when we're trying, I should say, when we're trying to go to sleep. And this is one of the reasons why people can't fall asleep, why they have insomnia, because of that voice. So try tonight, if you have a problem with insomnia, try to make that voice say beautiful things. Try to make that voice say how wonderful life is, how wonderful your kids are, how wonderful your house is, things that you're grateful for. What you'll find is you activate the relaxation response, and you'll find not only are you falling asleep more effectively, but all of the healing biochemistry will kick in because it's all regulated by the relaxation nervous system, which is activated by this calming, reassuring, grateful voice that we can all turn on at will. Focus on that voice. Notice that voice. It's the most powerful thing a human being can do, I believe, in terms of restoring restoring ourselves back to our God-given right to have a beautiful life.
West of the Rockies, Jim is with us in Sacramento, California. Hey, Jim, go ahead.
Hey, Jim.
Good evening. Good evening, George, and good evening, Ben. Pharmacist Ben.
Hi.
My question is this. I've been reading about ivermectin, benbendazole, and metbendazole curing cancer. I understand that the parasites kill or destroy the cells in the body, and that these products kill the parasites, which allows the immune systems in our bodies to heal the cells, damaged cells, or get rid of the cells. Do these products cure cancer and other diseases?
No, you don't cure cancer. You reverse cancer. This idea of curing is not, curing is magic. It's really not an appropriate word when it comes to health.
Well, then we try not to use that.
That's right. You never hear me say cure. I don't like that word. It implies like there's some kind of magical thing that happens. That's not how the body works. There's no magic here. It's reversal. And so, and by the way, cancers remit all the time. So the way ivermectin works is by its in addition to being anti-parasitic, of course, it's an anti-inflammatory. When the body is under attack, if you will, the inflammatory system kicks in. What we call inflammation is really a protective response. And this inflammatory response is controlled by molecules called cytokines. I don't know if you remember, George and Jim, back when in the days of that virus a few years ago, where they had the cytokine storm. Do you remember they were talking about the cytokine storm?
Mm-hmm.
The cytokine storm is this explosion, if you will, of these cytokine chemicals in response to inflammation. In the case of the virus would cause these cytokines to be secreted, which was a protective response. But unfortunately, when you get a lot of these cytokines, you can end up with some side effects and inflammatory toxicity. The way ivermectin and these other drugs that you're talking about work, in addition to being antiparasitic, is they reduce cytokines. They're anti-inflammatory. And this is what accounts for the very broad range of benefits that that you can get from ivermectin. We'll use ivermectin. He mentioned a couple other ones, but we'll use ivermectin as representative. This is the reason why ivermectin is so valuable, not only because it's antiparasitic, which it is, but also because it's anti-inflammatory. It suppresses the inflammatory response, and that's why they used it successfully to treat the virus a few years ago that was out. So you're not going to cure cancer, but by reducing the inflammation, the cytokines, you may get some benefits. And, of course, you don't necessarily want all inflammation to be eliminated because inflammation is a protective response. Nonetheless, ivermectin and mebendazole and a couple of the others, these antiparasitic drugs, by virtue of their anti-inflammatory benefits, can have some wonderful effects on the body. You're not going to cure cancer. That's a crazy thing to say. Anybody who ever says that, that's not accurate. However, you can help the body reverse the cancer by making sure you're removing toxicity. There's oxygenation, improving oxygenation, and anti-inflammation is part of that. And then, of course, making sure you're nutriating, flooding the body with nutrients.
Let's go to first-time caller Jeff, truck driving in the state of Michigan. Hi, Jeff. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing, buddy.
2 years ago, I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma. I had a stem cell transplant in January of 24, and my latest blood work show that I'm pre-diabetic, and they want me to take that metformin, which I've read a lot of negative things about it, and I see there's all kinds of supplements on the market, you know, to take care of the effects of the pre-diabetes, and I just wanted to get your opinion.
100%. 100%. A couple things about that. First of all, what they call dysglycemia, that means disturbances in blood sugar. Dys, D-Y-S, means disturbances. Glyce means sugar. And emia means in the blood. Dysglycemia is the correct term. Pre-diabetes is, you know, it's really crazy when you think about it. There's no such thing as pre-diabetes. It's disturbances in blood sugar. And so what you got to do just to correct disturbances in blood sugar is change the way you eat. It's really as simple as that. Now, there are also wonderful, I mean wonderful, nutrients that can help stabilize blood sugar, and Youngevity specializes in those. Get on the healthy blood sugar pack.
Sweeties,
exactly, George. Everybody should be on Sweeties. And you know, here's something else about Sweeties and taking care of your blood sugar. Do you know that the cause of elevated cholesterol is elevated blood sugar and insulin? That's why people's cholesterol goes up, and when you correct your dysglycemia by using Sweeties, and also there's other nutrients as well that are important for blood sugar. For example, the ultimate niacin is very important for blood sugar. Fucoid Z is very, these are Youngevity products, is important for blood sugar. Ultimate selenium is very important for controlling blood sugar. Your cholesterol drops. And so for folks who are dealing with cholesterol problems, the doctors want to put them on the statin drugs, treat it like dysglycemia and correct your blood sugar issues. As far as I think Chuck was talking about pre-diabetes, get yourself on the Sweeties, Ultimate Niacin, Ultimate Selenium, and the ketogenic diet as well, or paleo. Reduce your intake of these fast-burning carbohydrate cereals and breads and potatoes and rice and all the foods we really, really love. And for folks who have a hard time getting off of those foods, one of the secrets to weaning yourself off of these kinds of foods that spike your blood sugar that we all love so much is more protein. Particularly, Youngevity's got a great product called TMR Shake. If you're a sugar junkie and you can't get off of the sugar, get yourself on the TMR Shake. Mix it up with a little bit of almond milk. Throw in a half a banana or so. It's the most delicious chocolate shake you'll ever have. It's low sugar. It'll help stabilize your sugar, and it'll take care of your sugar cravings. Plus, you'll get a wonderful dose of great whey protein.
Ben, what do you think of the drugs Wegovy and Ozempic?
They're terrible. That's craziness to me. And Ozempic and Wegovy are for folks who can't lose weight. The reason they can't lose weight is because of sugar. That's the problem. And so, yes, you can take Wegovy and you can take Ozempic, but you know what? You might end up with Wegovy face. Have you heard of this? Ozempic face?
What's Ozempic face?
Ozempic face and Ozempic butt, too. When you take these drugs for long periods of time, the rapid weight loss, as well as the changes in the biochemistry, result in deterioration of your connective tissue. And so your face starts to sag, and you're starting to see this with movie stars and actors and who tried to lose a lot of weight with Ozempic. They start to look their skin starts to look hollow, and their face sags, and unfortunately their butt as well. And they call it Ozempic face and Ozempic butt. And listen, there is no way you can take. And I'm a pharmacist. And I've studied these things for 40 years. There's no way you can take a prescription drug and be better off for it, except for perhaps pain pills in the short run or antibiotics in the short run, or every once in a while if you absolutely have to lower your blood pressure quickly or you have an emergency. But to stay on a drug for a chronic period of time, like with Wegovy or with Ozempic or with metformin, cannot help but accelerate the aging process, lead to toxic side effects and adverse reactions. And worst of all, Georgia, nobody talks about this. When you use a prescription drug, whether it's Ozempic or whether it's metformin or Wegovy, whatever it is, your body has to utilize precious nutrients like vitamin C and vitamin E and magnesium and copper and zinc to eliminate that drug, and you end up with secondary nutritional deficiencies. So number one, stay off the drugs if you can avoid them. But if you are on a prescription drug, that means it's extra important that you get on a good nutritional supplement program, because you're going to be depleting precious nutrients as the body attempts to eliminate and detoxify those drugs.
Fascinating. Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. That toll-free number to call, 1-855-949-7234. The website, criticalhealthnews.com. What has been the most pressing story that you've ever come across, Ben?
I'll never forget the kid who had colon cancer. He was in his 20s.
Oh, geez.
This is when I first started. This is when I first started working on Coast to Coast. This is our 11th year, George.
I know it. It's amazing.
It's amazing, right? So this was back in 2015. He heard me on Coast to Coast, and he called me up, and he had stage 2 colon cancer. It wasn't as severe as a kid get. And I talked to him, and I told him about the Nightly Essence, actually, which we were selling a lot of back then. I was talking a lot about back then, and talked to him about digestive support. Nobody had told him about any of this stuff. And I'm telling you, within a month, he was completely his colon cancer completely reversed. It was gone. That was probably the most dramatic thing that happened. There's another gentleman. He's probably listening to this program right now, because I know he loves listening to the show. He lives in Alabama. And he had Parkinson's disease. And I love talking about Parkinson's disease, because that's another one that's so easy to treat. I've been talking about the digestive system, by the way.
Hold on for a second, Ben. We'll talk about that when we come right back. And final calls next. And welcome back. George Norrie, our final segment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And Ben, before we take final calls, you were talking about an individual with Parkinson's. Go ahead.
This is a guy who listens to your program. He's in Alabama. And he called me up, maybe 6 months ago, 8 months ago, after I did one of their programs. He had Parkinson's disease. And I love talking to folks about Parkinson's disease, because as horrible as it is, you know what that is. You have a shaking, and you can't lift a glass of water to your mouth, and it can get really bad. It's super easy to deal with. And, of course, boils down to toxicity in the blood and a leaky gut, which is all chronic degenerative diseases, George. Leaky gut, toxicity in the blood. You patch up the gut, and you get folks off the problem foods. Nobody had told this guy any of this stuff. Put him on a program, got him to use some of the digestive supplements we talk about, the I-26 and the Ultimate Microbiome and the Nightly Essence from Longevity and a whole bunch of other digestive support supplements, as well as a few others, Ultimate Niacin being very important for movement disorders. Wouldn't you know it, his Parkinson's disease, I haven't talked to him for a while, but his Parkinson's disease almost immediately started to resolve. He's not 100% improved, but he's dramatically improved, and he will be 100% improved. And that's another very, very gratifying story.
Without medication.
Without medication, yes, George, exactly. In fact, he got off his medication, and he was telling me that his medication wasn't helping him, which I'm not surprised. They can't really treat Parkinson's disease with medication. All they can give you is fake pharmaceutical hormones or pharmaceutical neurotransmitters, brain chemicals. But they can't really treat the problem. And this is how medication works. They can't really treat the cause of the problem because, as I said earlier, where you see the problem is not where the problem begins. You always have to go upstream, and that always means at the level of the intestine and the blood.
Back to the phones. Let's go to Todd in Tacoma, Washington to get us started. Hey, Todd, go ahead.
Hey, Todd.
Thank you, George and Ben. Now, there's two people I would like to ask you about, please. There's a woman who just went to the hospital having heart problems, saying, you know, these doctors are saying she's on death's door. And I would like to ask you and George if you would create an intensive situation to treat Michael Bolton's terminal brain cancer.
Mm, I didn't know that. He has terminal, they said terminal brain cancer?
Yes, he's had a tumor removed, and, you know, since George is a singer, I want to see if we can set up a pipeline to him to, you know, get all these doctors together to reverse his brain cancer.
Well, you know, cancer, like all health challenges, always boils down to toxicity in the blood as well as nutritional deficiencies, and as I mentioned earlier, low blood oxygen, which is secondary to inflammation, again, an issue of toxicity. And it's tragic because once cancer occurs, it's a genetic, it's almost like a switch has been turned on, and it becomes very difficult to treat it medically. Now, there are some chemotherapy strategies that work occasionally, but for the most part, the medical model is not equipped to deal with cancer. And because this genetic switch is turned on, it becomes difficult. However, that's not to say it cannot be done. And so anybody who's dealing with this obviously awful, awful diagnosis should understand that by applying these basic strategies of cleaning the blood, pounding the body with nutrition, staying away from problem foods. In fact, I don't know if you know this, George, but intermittent fasting, which basically means not putting any food into your system periodically, is one of the best strategies for dealing with cancer. Why? Because you stop this stream of toxicity from getting into the blood, and you allow the body to recover. Intermittent fasting, or fasting in general, is a very interesting healing strategy, because what happens when you fast is you calm everything down in the body, and your body actually turns on healing mechanisms. Isn't that interesting, George, how when we fast, the body actually kicks in, its healing properties, the body's healing abilities kick into overdrive when we fast. And that's a very interesting protocol for folks to recognize when they're dealing with these chronic degenerative illnesses, including cancer. Now, I will say orthodox medicine doesn't recommend or doesn't like fasting, but it turns out that if you go and do a literature search and you do the research, you'll see that intermittent fasting is one of the most powerful protocols for all chronic health challenges, and that includes cancer.
My sister had what Michael Bolton had, and it took her life.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry, George.
A couple years ago. Let's go next to Diane in Sunnyvale, California. Hello, Diane. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I was wondering. You had talked about skin before, so that would be like bags under the eyes. That's a skin problem, I guess. But can you still hear me?
Yep.
I didn't catch what you just said. I'm sorry.
Talking about bags under the eyes.
Bags under the eyes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that was one thing. But I'm concerned now about cataracts. I recently got diagnosed that I have cataracts. I've been seeing things that are, everything's gray. So he said I should get the cataract surgery. Is laser surgery better than just having the surgery without the laser? And is there anything I could take to help the health of the eyes before and after cataract surgery?
100%. That's a great question. Bags under the eyes are not a skin problem, first of all. They're a circulatory problem. They're a blood problem. What happens is when the blood circulation, blood isn't circulating appropriately, fluid starts to leak out. And when you see bags under the eyes, what you're seeing is fluid that's leaking out. Now, there is sometimes as we age, there's also fat deposits that can occur, and there's really no way to get rid of those fat deposits except they can do some surgical procedures. But if it's a fluid issue, if it's a blood issue, and you'll know it's a blood issue because it will get better as you move around. Bags under the eyes tend to most dramatic when you wake up in the morning, and that's how you can tell it's a fluid issue because you've been laying still for 6 to 8 hours. So if it's a fluid issue, you got to do things like improve your blood circulation, exercise, clean the blood, as we talked about earlier, more fluidity to the blood, and there's wonderful nutrients that will improve fluidity to the blood, as we talked about earlier. The glucogel caps, for example, are great for fluidizing the blood. There's also other nutrients that you could use, vitamin E, omega fats, like the ultimate EFAs, all have will improve blood fluidity. As far as what was the second thing that you mentioned here? Oh, the cataracts. As far as the cataracts go, cataracts are like cracks in the windshield. You have a lens on the surface of your eye, and that lens develops cracks, and those cracks are oftentimes the end result of sugar. There's a sugar reaction that occurs.
And they get cloudy.
And they get cloudy, and you can't see. And there's not, you're not going to replace. You can't replace. You can't repair a cataract. You can't repair a distorted, you know, a broken lens, if you will. It's like a broken windshield. You're not going to repair your windshield. Once it has a crack, it has a crack. And so they can only do surgical procedures. I do recommend the laser if you're going to have a surgical procedure done. But the question that you asked was brilliant, and that is, what can you do to recover? And this is so important, George, after all surgical procedures. The prognosis, the results of your surgical procedure, for better or worse, are going to depend on how well nutriated you are. And so when you have cataract surgery or any surgery, it becomes extra important that you get on a good nutritional supplement program, not only post-surgery, but pre-surgery. And I'm talking cardiac surgery or bone surgery or any kind of surgery, that a surgical procedure, including cataract surgery or any kind of eye surgery. It's critical that you get on the healthy bone and joint pack pre-surgery and post-surgery, as well as the ultimate enzymes. I mentioned this earlier. When you take digestive enzymes like the ultimate enzymes on an empty stomach, they will reduce inflammation and speed healing post-surgery. Everybody who's going into a surgical procedure, particularly cardiac surgery or ocular eye surgery, healthy bone and joint pack, and ultimate enzymes taken on an empty stomach. Great question.
What about Occutive?
Occutive is great for not necessarily for the lens of the eye, but the Occutive is great for the eyeball itself. And by the way, George, you're going to love this. Do you know what your eyeball is mostly composed of?
Blood.
Hyaluronic acid.
My favorite.
I know, exactly. I thought you'd love that.
What causes bloodshot eyes?
Bloodshot eyes are a sign that the eyes are trying to get more oxygen. The body's trying to get more oxygen to the eyes, usually as a result of some kind of irritation. And so the blood vessels will dilate as the body attempts to get more oxygen to the tissue. This is often the sign of any redness around the body, is the body trying to open up the blood vessels either to get immune cells to an area, if you have an allergic reaction, for example, or to get more oxygen to the eyes.
Let's go to Mark in Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome to the show. Mark, go ahead.
Greetings, George and Doc. First of all, real quick shout out to Cornelius. I was MP in McClellan, Alabama at the same time he was, 95 Bravo. So, Corny, hang in there. Okay, to the point there, fellas. Okay, the old bartender wants to know, first and foremost, bitters. I hear so much good stuff about it. Yeah. Please tell me what's in it. And the other two ingredients, and I'll take your... I'll take your answers off the air, and maybe you could give an appropriate way to administer the other two ingredients, which would be peppermint and ginger.
You said a bartender. I thought you were on the radio. You got a great voice there, great radio voice. I assume you mean digestive bitters. Digestive bitters, I think that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
They support digestion. Bitters stimulate digestive juices, particularly bile. Stomach acid as well. And low stomach acid is responsible for a lot of health challenges, including the intestinal health challenges we talked about earlier. And it's interesting because while antacids are probably the best-selling or second best-selling drug, over-the-counter drug in the country, it turns out more people have low stomach acid than too much stomach acid, particularly as we get older. And then also they'll also stimulate bile secretion, and bile is perhaps the most underrated or underappreciated fluid in the body. Bile is important not only for digestion, but it's also your main detoxifying fluid. So bitters will help you digest your food. They're important for stimulating bile, for fat absorption, as well as for detoxification. Peppermint, it's the best way to do peppermint, and peppermint will also stimulate digestion, is a couple of drops of peppermint oil. And Jeffy's got a wonderful peppermint essential oil. And you put it in water, and you drink it down with your meals, and now, like the stomach bitters, like the digestive bitters, it will stimulate digestive juices.
Final calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call anytime, 1-855-949-7234. Roberta's with us in Tucson, Arizona. Hello, Roberta.
Hi, Roberta.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben. I'm so glad you're on tonight. Can you tell me what I can do for severe asthma? I take no medication. I'm allergic to it all.
Oh, my goodness. Asthma is an immune problem. What happens when the immune system is activated, you go into an emergency response, and this can cause constriction of the blood vessels or the respiratory vessels, the bronchi, and asthma is often associated with digestive health issues. In fact, it's very rare that people don't have a combination of asthma and digestive health problems. I'm sure you know that. You must have some digestive health issues because they go together. What happens, as I said earlier, is toxicity gets into the blood. It activates an immune response. The most important thing you can do for asthma is go downstream to the intestine. You can't work on the asthma directly except for with steroid drugs and the kind of bronchial dilators that they give you in a pharmacy and by prescription. You cannot work on the asthma directly, but you can work on the immune triggers that cause the asthma, and for the most part, those immune triggers are coming in through the blood. So I would do what's called a food diary, where you write down everything you eat, and then you link it to your asthmatic symptoms. You'll notice that your asthma will flare up, and you'll notice it will flare up in response to specific foods, and then you eliminate those foods. And then in conjunction with this, what they call the elimination diet and the food diary, get on all the digestive support nutrients we talked about earlier, including the I-26, which I absolutely love, for balancing out gut bacteria, as well as Fucoid Z for strengthening the intestinal lining. Collagen peptides will also strengthen the intestinal lining, and your ultimate EFAs have wonderful anti-inflammatory benefits for helping protect against inflammation that can cause that leaky gut. For the most part, you want to treat your asthma as an immune problem. The immune system lives in your intestine, so work on intestinal health. As far as directly working on asthma, working on the lungs, the respiratory functioning, breathing techniques are awesome. Breathing techniques are awesome for everybody, but they can be especially helpful for folks who are dealing with respiratory problems.
Is it an allergy?
It's a type of allergic. It's a allergic response, and I wouldn't call it a direct allergy, but it is a response. It can be related to an allergic response, yes.
Thanks, Roberta. And if you need any assistance, call this toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. How many people do you have there, Ben?
On the phone team, there's probably close to 30 to 40 folks.
Working the phones right now?
Oh, no, working the phones right now. No, totally on the phone team, there's 30 to 40. Probably working the phones right now, there's probably maybe 10 or 12 folks.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people, and we love talking to folks. And also, you can also write letters too. health@criticalhealthnews.com. Dr. Drew Peterson answers all the letters personally. I answer them as well sometimes, and we love talking to people as well as responding to the emails. And we love, love, love the Coast to Coast listeners. Thank you so much for allowing us to the honor and the pleasure of being able to talk to your Coast to Coast listeners.
And you're still podcasting?
I'm podcasting Frankie, and I have a podcast called Frankie and the Pharmacist and the Truth, and you can get it on Spotify and all the podcast apps.
Ben, thanks again, and we'll talk to you in 6 weeks, my
friend. Thank you, George. A pleasure. Have a good evening.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com, and again, the website, criticalhealthnews.com. The phone number to call for assistance, as he just mentioned, they've got 10 to 15 people there taking notes on everything he says. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And up next, Varla Ventura joins us. We're going to be talking about the strange, the paranormal, and the supernatural. One of her latest books is, listen to this, Mark Twain's Ouija Mystery. Did the ghost of Mark Twain write a novel through a Ouija board? Think about that when we come back in just a moment, right here on Coast to Coast AM.